BBC London 94.9, the home of London sport.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. The Tottenham manager Andre Villas-Boas says he was extremely embarrassed by Spurs' 6-0 defeat to Manchester City, saying he struggled to explain how the team fell to their worst Premier League defeat since 1996. They conceded the first after 14 seconds and the sixth in injury time. And it set up somewhat of a big week in training for AVB's side.
We have to get back to work, focus on the mistakes that we did and work on them. I think a team that has been praised defensively for what they've been doing up to this fixture must find its balance. And that's why we will try to help the players to reach the balance that we had at the back.
Manchester United dropped more points in the defence of their Premier League title, Cardiff scoring a late equaliser as they drew 2-2. And later today, we'll hear from the new Crystal Palace manager, Tony Pulis, for the first time. He'll be introduced to the press and the public this afternoon. The England batsman Jonathan Trott has left the Ashes tour in Australia because of a stress-related condition. He'll fly back from down under, having scored just 10-9 in the first test in Brisbane. He released a statement saying, "I don't feel it's right. I know I'm playing, knowing I'm not 100%. Here's the coach, Andy Flower.
Trotty has been suffering from a stress-related condition for quite a while. He's always managed it very successfully. And he's been a brilliant international batsman for England, and hopefully will continue to be a brilliant international batsman for England in the future. But he needs time away from this environment for a while. He needs time with his family. He needs time to reassess."
Meanwhile, Australia captain Michael Clarke has been fined by the International Cricket Council for saying "get ready for a broken arm" to England's Jimmy Anderson during that first test. In rugby's premiership, director of rugby Di Young at WAS has branded their 28-5 defeat to Bath unacceptable, while Ireland conceded a last-minute converted try to lose their latest autumn international, 24-22 to New Zealand in Dublin. New Zealand completed a perfect calendar year, the first international side to do so in the professional era. Surrey's Formula One driver Max Chilton became the only rookie to finish every Grand Prix in his debut season. World champion Sebastian Vettel won the final race of the year in Brazil to equal the record of 9 successive victories within a season. And Sir Philip Craven has been re-elected as the president of the International Paralympic Committee. The Englishman, who's been in the role since 2001, will continue for a fourth and final term. The Rugby Football League will conduct a thorough review as it attempts to build on solid foundations, as they call it, of England's World Cup campaign, the side losing to New Zealand in the semi-final at Wembley on Saturday. While in basketball, London Lions move to joint top of the league. They beat Surrey 101-67 at the Copperbox Arena.